Friday was the regular entry deadline for the Yukon Quest. As of this morning, 27 teams are signed up for the 1,000-mile race between Fairbanks and Whitehorse. Racers whose entries are postmarked through the 11th are accepted, but any others have to pay an extra $500 beyond the regular $1,500 entry fee. Alaska Quest director Marty Sturi says any additional entries aside, the race field is strong.
This year's teams are lining up to look really, really good. There seems to be a lot of competition. We have some new names and some old names. We've got a number of champions, and it just looks like it's going to be a really, really exciting race this year.
So far, the Quest field includes four-time winner Lance Mackey, three-time champ Hans Gott, past runners-up Hugh Neff, Ken Anderson, and Zach Steer, and the race's first champion, Sonny Lindner. Past Quest front runner Jerry Willemitzer of Whitehorse is also back this year, as is Healy's Dave Dalton, who will run in his 20th Yukon Quest. The most promising rookie signed up is Ramey Smith, a top Iditarod musher from Willow. Only five Canadians are registered to run, including a rookie from Saskatchewan. Noticeably absent are Yukoners William Cleedon, Michelle Phillips, and Sebastian Schnula, and Alaska's Dan Caduce. There's only one lower 48 musher. Katie Davis of Montana is one of 10 rookies in the field, including racers from Switzerland and Belgium. Quest mushers will compete for a $150,000 purse. The amount is in line with 2009 prize money, despite what Sturi calls a tight year.
As much as we would like to see that purse rise and be more of an incentive for mushers to run our race, we feel more comfortable that just having an amount that we can commit to is where we need to be at this point.
Sturi says the Quest is reaching out to the community to try to bring back sponsors and has added some new ones, Northern Outfitters and North Haven Communities at Fort Wainwright. The Quest starts February 6th in Fairbanks. That's a week earlier this year, a move aimed at giving mushers who want to run both the Quest and Iditarod more time in between the 2,000-mile events. Six of the mushers signed up for this year's Yukon Quest are also registered to run the Iditarod, which starts March 6th.